We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I would think most adults would prefer that. Maybe you hid craft beers, but when you're in that age 18 to 21 age range where you can't, you're not the kid and you're not an adult yet.
Well, yeah.
You know?
But
I mean,
makes
sense.
Personally, I would think if you're able to legally vote, register for the draft, then maybe you don't want to hunt eggs anymore.
Yeah.
I will say this. My parents made my sisters and I hunt eggs if we were together at Easter, and we mostly were, until we had our own kids.
Yeah.
Because that was the tradition.
Right.
And I don't care if you're 23 years old and kind of hungover. You're still looking for Easter eggs because that's what your parents do, right?
Maybe that was a little bit of a punishment, too.
Maybe.
Oh, you're hungover. I don't know. And you know what? I can see you don't
liked it.
Right?
I did like it.
You don't want 18-year-olds fighting their way around toddlers, though, getting eggs. But I totally get it. I totally get why you would do it.
Well, so I had my first Easter post-divorce last year with the girls and with Julia. Abby's in college. And I was shocked when Julia was like, I 100% intend on hunting for eggs this year. And I was like, oh, my God. Thank God.
Yeah.
In my head.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
I thought she'd be too old. I was just thankful to hang with her, you know?
You were wrong.
I was even more psyched that she wanted to do it again this year. Her boyfriend, not so psyched, believe it or not.
All right. We are literally seconds away from our Easter tree. Is it at all weird that 18-year-old young adults still are being forced to hunt for Easter eggs?
I'm not being forced. I'm willingly doing this.
And boyfriend?
No, it's not weird.
Being forced, though.
If you had a choice, you wouldn't be hunting for Easter eggs?
Probably not.
Would you be wearing pink bunny ears on your head, which you also are?
No.
All right, you're a very good boyfriend. All right, what was the guarantee before we started?
That he will lose.
And you going to take that pink bunny?
No, I'm going to win.
Okay, we'll find out afterwards. Let the Easter egg hunt commence.
Julia's really excited.
Yeah, she is.
In fact,
is.
Julia got there, and I noticed her eyes darting around the entire apartment, wondering where the Easter bunny laid his eggs.
She's thinking. Mm-hmm.
She was completely scoping out the joint, and when I started the official start to the Easter egg, she made a beeline.
Yeah.
So let's do a final count before the Easter egg hunt. Julia guaranteed victory. Let's count your basket there. I see out of a possible dozen, one, two, how many you got?
Nine.
And that would mean, Shawnee, you've got three.
Yep.
I think Julia waxed you on this one, pal.
A little bit.
Okay. I did just see Julia try to push you, forcibly push you out of the way. So perhaps someone took it a tad more seriously than the other.
Yeah, I think that might be the case.
Who raised you to push competitors out of the way to get what you want?
You.
Ah, that's the Easter message, really. Happy Easter.
I don't take credit for that whatsoever. I do know that my sisters and I would have very heated battles, and perhaps my kids have seen their aunt and their father act that way, maybe still to this day, but I take no responsibility for that because that would be the right thing to do. I will say that my daughter's Easter egg hunt is to your benefit, John and Tammy, the morning show, because I'm bringing some homemade deviled eggs tomorrow.
Nice.
Made with those Easter eggs.
Nice.
Yes.
Looking forward to it.
Tanya's mad at me. Go ahead. Say why you're mad.
Well, I'm not mad.
You know why you're mad. You're mad because I bought my Easter eggs. I didn't hand dye them.
Yeah.
I bought them.
Sorry, I'm judging you a little bit for that. You didn't. I mean, it's easy. It's easy to hard-boiled eggs, and it's easy to paint your eggs.
You know what's easier to do? Is buy the already painted hard-boiled eggs at the store. Throw them in your cart. Boom. Easter's over.
You know what else is easy to do? Sometimes to go to a chain restaurant because you don't have time to cook the meal
So what you're saying is the food shamer. If I'm truly a food shamer, which you guys are saying I am, I should not have bought my Easter eggs. Oh, my God.
True.
Well, listen, if the deviled eggs don't taste right tomorrow because I bought them as opposed to hard-boiled them myself, then maybe you have a point.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you keep that attitude up, you'll get no deviled eggs tomorrow.
Fine, I'll bring my own.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.